But on that agenda, Indigenous people must not integrate, they must resist, they must build their own nation. This idea has led to nastiness, not just here, but in Jacinda Ardern's New Zealand, which is a real warning to us. I urge you to keep watching their race wars because they're just the beat ahead of us. Last week in Parliament, Labor Minister Kelvin Davis accused one MP from the ACT Party, Karen Chow, of seeing the world through a vanilla lens and telling her to move into the Maori world. He says, obviously, that Maori people should think alike, like, left wing. That is racist. And this is not the first such racist taunt from Jacinda Ardern's Labor Party. In May, Labor Minister Willie Jackson called ACT leader David Seymour a useless Maori for not pushing more Maori causes. Jackson has also said you can't just have a Maori face. More important is to have a Maori perspective, whatever that is. Joining me is David Seymour. David Seymour, thank you for your time. Are you a useless Maori?
Well, I'm certainly Maori. I'm very proud of my heritage. But I happen to think, Andrew, that I'm a very useful Maori.
I'm glad we couldn't agree on, we can agree on that. I love your stand on freedom. But you've got two Labor ministers making the same racist attack on your party, you and one of your colleagues. What does that tell you about their view of racial politics?
Well, it shows they believe there should be identity qualifications. There should be identity tests before you can do a job. My colleague, Karen Chua, was asking perfectly reasonable questions in the House about the contracting of certain services using taxpayer money to certain outfits. Totally reasonable question to ask. And rather than addressing the question as is required by the standing orders of our House of Parliament, Kelvin Davis attacked Karen Chua, who is herself Ngāpuhi, same iwi or tribe as I, my ancestors are from, and said that she was viewing the world through a, quote, vanilla lens. And apart from the fact that it's highly objectionable language and really just belongs, in another era, what he was really saying is that she couldn't do her job because she didn't have the right, identity credentials. And that's a kind of thinking that really, if you think about it, our society has been trying to expunge for the last 400 years. For a long time, the belief has been that if you have the wrong religion or the wrong gender or the wrong sexuality or the wrong race, then maybe you shouldn't be able to do a job. We've fought for the idea that everyone has imago dei, that everyone has inalienable rights and should be able to do a job based on merit. What it shows about the Labor Party is they believe in identity qualifications, that we're not all equal and you should be disqualified from your job if we don't like your identity.
Yes, just like apparently you can't be a Christian around a football club here. But what would be a Maori perspective of that she should have adopted, like she shouldn't demand accountability in Parliament? That's not a Maori thing to do. What the hell is this?
Well, you're asking me. Look, I think what's important here is that they have a collectivist view and they see tikanga, which is the word for Maori customs, as a straitjacket. We see it as something that evolves over time in accordance with the needs of individuals. We see the Maori world as being something that is made up of many different people who are each thinking and valuing beings who will fashion their tikanga or their customs and their institutions and their habits to confront the challenges of each day. That is the true Maori heritage. The Maori history has been extremely entrepreneurial over time, but this guy's a bit backward. And the thing about Kelvin Davis is that most Labor people in our country believe what he said, that people play roles based on their identity rather than being problem solvers seeking to find a way forward in any circumstance and make the world a better place for the next generation. Most of them believe it. The thing about Calvin Davis is that, how shall I put this politely? Calvin's not in Parliament because he got bored working at NASA. The other ones are smart enough not to say it out loud. Calvin has done us all a big favour.
Honestly, this whole thing about being a race traitor if you don't aren't imprisoned by past ways, it's like, well, clearly I've betrayed my Dutch roots, my Frisian roots, because I'm not slogging through a swamp chasing feral pigs and worshipping some tree, some big oak tree. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. What is your vision for how Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples, so-called, should get on in the same country?
Well, I think that New Zealand and Australia, for that matter, should be modern, multi-ethnic, liberal democracies. And each of those words are carefully chosen. We're modern societies. We're both frontier societies. People travelled a long way for a better future. I might add that New Zealand has travelled voluntarily as well. So we should be at the leading edge of life in the modern world. We're multi-ethnic. There's people from many different backgrounds all trying to make a future as best they can. We're liberal. I mean, in the classical sense, that each person has inalienable rights, that the individual is the fundamental building block. And no matter what regime you find yourself in, even if you're somewhere in Xinjiang province or in, Gulag under the Soviet Union, wherever you are, your basic human rights are universal and inalienable. And we're democratic, meaning that people, if they do have political power, must be subjected to regular, free and fair elections with a universal franchise, one person, one vote. In that society, you get real human flourishing. People who may have been in Australia for 40,000 years or maybe got here last week can all sign up to the same values in a modern, multi-ethnic liberal democracy.
And treat them as individuals, not as members of some tribe. I think that's absolutely fundamental. David Seymour, it's always a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you for your time.